And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome as we head into the 4th of July weekend. And, you know, we've got Walt Brinker on the phone. How you doing, Walt?
I'm doing just great. How about yourself?
Doing super. You have some timely information for us, as you do just about every year, about this time. And it's about roadside survival. Tell us about it.
Well, looking at the big weekend coming up here, a lot of folks are going to be on the highway, and there's many reasons to be preparing for breakdowns and to prevent breakdowns. That's a big thing. I've been doing one-man free-of-charge rescues of people broken down since 1980, and I think I got it figured out now, and so I'd like to pass on some nuggets to your listeners.
Let's do it. First of all, when we talk about roadside survival, some folks say, hey, why don't I just call somebody? What do you got to say to that?
Well, that works. The question is, how long do you want to wait? You know,
if you have
AAA or some other national chain, they are normally reliable, but they also have boundaries that they work with, and they within the boundary, let's say around a city, they'll handle it themselves. But outside that boundary, they're liable to contract it out to somebody else, and you don't know who that's going to be. And I found that frequently those folks are not competent.
Wow. So you need to have some self-reliance going on here. And this is where we get to the nuts and bolts, isn't it?
Exactly. The reasons for breakdowns, about 10% of breakdowns you can't help. I mean, that's beyond your ability to help yourself. But the remainder, the 90% of the remaining ones, of them, about 75% are tire-related. There's a whole bunch of things we can talk about real quick about how to prevent and how to deal with those.
Let's do it.
The other 25% consists of running out of gas, the engine overheats, the engine cuts off and will not restart, usually as a result of a loose battery connection or a dead battery or a weak battery, or you're locked out of your vehicle. And I've got ways to overcome all those. We can start with the running out of with the tire problems.
Let's
that's
do that.
By far the most common one.
Mm-hmm.
I found that, and I teach classes about this locally here in North Carolina where I live.
Mm-hmm.
About 9 times out of 10, the lug nuts are on too tight to loosen. Okay, so the solution to that is very simple. It's called a cheater bar. It's a bar about 30 inches long, about an inch in diameter, mm-hmm. that you can slip over the end of the lug wrench handle to quadruple the effective length of the handle, and it works every time.
Wow.
No air in the spare is a very common problem. I'd say 80% of people riding around with a spare tire, that spare tire doesn't have enough air in it to do the job.
Oh, my gosh.
80%, and so that suggests you might want to have a way to pump up that spare tire ahead of time on your before you go on your trip, and also during your trip, you can carry a very simple electric powered tire pump in your car.
Mm.
Tire changing tools. Often this stuff is just simply not there. Either people have borrowed the tools or the car didn't come with them, which is a common occurrence now with new cars that don't even have spare tires.
Mm-hmm.
But you want a jack that works. You want to know how to use that jack. You want to have means to loosen the lug nuts, a cheater bar, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be able to be sure that your spare tire has some air in it. And so there are ways to handle all that. And I've written a book called Roadside Survival, which talks all about how to do that. I don't have time today to go into the nits and grits of that, but that's a significant issue.
It's called Roadside Survival, Low-Tech Solutions to Automobile Breakdowns, and it's available just about anywhere. Barnes & Noble has it, I know that.
Amazon. Just go to roadsidesurvival.com and look it up, and it's available through Amazon.
Yeah.
And that's the main way to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just full of stuff. I revised it twice since I got it, and I think it's up to snuff. It's a good reference material right now.
Now, when we talk about the tires, you know, a good thing is from time to time, just check that thing. Check that spare if you're going to be going someplace. And some of these things are preventable before you find yourself in a tight spot.
Exactly. I find so many people who are out there have a flat tire, and then the spare tire's flat.
Oh, frustrating.
I mean, just out of luck. And so without a pump on board, you're just out there. You're waiting for someone to come along and mess with you, or if you're really lucky, somebody like me will stop and help you. But another thing that is quite common is the battery light comes on, and that says that the battery's no longer being charged. They have a bad alternator.
Mm-hmm.
This means that you have about max 10 to 15 miles before the battery will die and your car will stop. I've stopped for probably 30 or 40 of these people and managed to pump up or recharge their battery so it would so they could drive about 40 miles is max in daylight, about 7 to 8 miles is max at nighttime because you're using the headlights at
yes.
night, which gobble up energy from the battery.
Mm. My goodness sakes.
When you're adding gas, let's say the car runs out of gas, and you want to add gas so it'll start again, a lot of times it won't start once you add the gas. The reason is because the car is tilted typically to the right on a shoulder of a highway, and the gas that you've added, the small amount, a gallon or so, simply will not reach the intake. So what I recommend is something really simple, is open the right door, the passenger door, stand on the frame of the car and just jump up and down. The car will rock left and right, and then that's the sloshing of the gas in the tank gets the gas to the intake.
I'll be doggone. I never even thought about that, Walt.
Done that 30 times.
That's ingenious. I love it.
If you're locked out of your car, that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. I recommend keeping a spare key for the door in a magnetic box under your car.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those at Lowe's or for about less than $3. A box that'll have a sliding top on it. You can stick a spare key for the door. And I would stash inside the car a key that works on the ignition.
Uh-huh.
Newer cars, you have to put that key that goes in the car in a special pouch so the car doesn't think that the key is in the car and will not lock.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because that's where it gets a little tricky. Yeah.
That's right. You can prevent cars from rolling during a jackup by using chalk blocks and setting the brakes. In Brevard County in Florida, by the way, ordered 243 copies of my book to use in driver's ed. And other school systems around the country have also gotten books, not quite that many, but they intend to use them as textbooks. And the Nevada State Police ordered copies of the book to use when they train their officers at their academy. So the stuff is out there. The reference material is out there to be used. I just encourage you to get it and use it.
And really, it is. It's very easy read. It's very matter of fact. And when you think about it, you say, well, golly shucks, I should have known that. But not everybody is taught that in driver's ed. I'm glad they're teaching this, Walt, in the driver's ed courses. And I'm glad that the officers are getting some training courtesy of your book, Roadside Survival.
Well, I wish I could say that was more widespread than it is, but there are a few that are doing it, and I encourage more to do that. And I can be reached easily at roadsidesurvival.com. My email address is walt_brinker, B-R-I-N-K-E-R, @hotmail.com, and I'm more than willing to take any questions.
All righty. And, of course, Walt's been on TV quite a few times, and I know you've been on WBT out there in Charlotte, in your area, your neck of the woods, but you're a kind of a go-to resource guy for folks like me on the radio when we need someone to give us some very common-sense tips during timely fashions, like right now ahead of a holiday where there's going to be a lot of travel.
And the idea is to prepare ahead of time before you go, and don't wait for the emergency to happen before you prepare for it.
Indeed. An ounce of prevention, I say. That is really something else. Now, with the law enforcement agencies, you've had people, Baltimore, Dallas, Kansas City, Baton Rouge, Charlotte, Tulsa, Minneapolis, all over the place. The officers really like this, and they find this quite handy, a great reference book here.
I've traveled to those cities and spoken to their they've had conferences, and I've gotten to those conferences and spoken to them about this, yes.
Oh, my goodness sakes. That is something else. And once again, we can find this at roadsidesurvival.com. And Walt, you say you came up with this in the 80s, and you've been kind of adding on to it every now and again. So I'm going to ask you just off the top of my head, what prompted this whole idea? Was it just being a guy stuck on the side of the road yourself or seeing so many people stuck on the side of the road?
I'm a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, and back when I was a major, I was going to a school in Fort Leavenworth. And I just happened to stop one day for a. I had a pair of jumper cables in my car, and I noticed a lady who was broken down on 4 Leavenworth where I lived. And so mm-hmm. I stopped and gave her a jump start. It was in the winter time, around Christmas time, and got her going again. And I thought, wow, that felt great. I need to do that more often. Well, I quickly discovered that there's many reasons people break down besides just needing a jump start, and I learned this all the stuff in the book and everything I'm talking about right now is strictly on-the-job training. I didn't get it anywhere else except for experiencing it myself, and I failed many times because I didn't have the right stuff. Now I've got the right stuff, and it's all described in that book. And on the website, there's a website also called RoadsideSurvival.com. There are many, many pages there which go into much more detail than we have time for today. So I encourage folks to visit the website also.
Very good, very good. So everyday things sometimes take people by surprise, and you made this great compilation. And, of course, this is very, very handy for anyone, not only if you're traveling, for a long trip, but even a short trip or, heck, even across town. You need to be prepared, and you kind of need to be vigilant. And it's always nice to know that you've got that in the car with you just in case.
Exactly. Well, the book is kind of the textbook, but you also have to have the goodies to do the work. You need to have the equipment to actually make the do the things we talk about. Mm-hmm. And that's where I have a big collection of stuff. My trunk is almost full of stuff like that. You don't need that. The average person doesn't need anywhere near that much stuff, and it's all explained in the book.
Indeed. Once again, that is called Roadside Survival. Walt Brinker, I want to thank you for being with us here today. And folks, check out the book. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And also, if you just log on to RoadsideSurvival.com, it'll take you to where you need to go in order to purchase the book. Plus, it'll give you some tips right there on the site.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your website's pretty good. I like it. It's an easy read, and it takes your eyes for a little bit of an adventure. And you can get just some very topical information right there. But, of course, you need to do the deeper dive with the book because it explains a little bit more in detail what you really need to do. This is kind of the outline on the website.
Right, exactly. Well, the website includes links that will go directly to several different TV shows I've been on and radio shows. And if you take the time to go through that stuff, you can get pretty smart just by going through those links. But the book has got more depth than all of those links combined.
Oh, indeed. Hey, Walt, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Tom.
All righty. And, folks, you've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And, once again, that is RoadsideSurvival.com. That's where you can find Walt Brinker's book.